Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a live look at Clover Park on a beautiful Saturday evening in Port St. Lucie. Site of today's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, who are the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Today, we have game five of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. And we should be right on time, as there is little rain in the area. Welcome into the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano with you. It's going to be a big game here tonight. Boo Bash, our annual Halloween celebration in August, should be fun in the crowd. And also on the field, a very exciting day as Jupiter has a starting pitcher named Noble Meyer. He was the Miami Marlins' first-round draft pick just a month ago, the 10th overall pick, largely considered the top prep pitcher in the country. And he is going to make his Florida State League debut at just 18 years old, just a few months removed from high school. John, it's not every day something like this happens, but it should be fun for him and for the Mets to face it.
Yeah, absolutely. What an exciting night it is. As a player, you always want to test yourself against top-quality competition, and tonight this St. Lucie lineup will get a chance to do exactly that against someone that most agree is the top-rated pitcher coming out of high school in this year's draft. And Meyer will need to have his best stuff on tap tonight because this St. Lucie squad has really been hitting the ball hard over the past week, over the last six games. They lead the FSL in home runs with eight and have the highest slugging numbers as well. So it'll be a great indicator for both squads, and I, for one, am super excited to see what they have in store for us.
Yeah, and this has been a really fun series. Jupiter won a couple of close games early in the week. The Mets had to hang on, and they won by one run in game one of a doubleheader yesterday, stranding the tying run at third base. So Jupiter does lead the series 3-1, but all the games have been competitive. We'd expect the same for these two squads tonight. Going to take a quick break here on Bally Live pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park, we'll look around the Florida State League and take a deeper look into tonight's starting pitching matchup. That's next on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park, where the Mets and the Hammerheads getting ready to play each other for the whopping 26th time this season out of 27 scheduled games. Today, game 5 of 6 in the current series, which Jupiter leads 3-1. Hammerheads lead the season series 14-11 with a +6 run differential. Taking a look at the records around the league, Mets come into today's game with a 38-73 record. They are 14-32 in the second half. Jupiter 58-54, overall 23-23 in the second half, which puts them alone in first place with about 20 games left in the season. Palm Beach, who won the first half, is only one game back at 21-23. Daytona hemorrhaging games. They are now three back, 19-25. Over in the West Division, Lakeland, the new leader in the second half at 30-16, although first half champ Clearwater is just one out at 29-17. Bradenton 28-18, two back. Tampa played well recently, 24-22, but still six out. Dunedin, Fort Myers, 10 back. Other games around the Florida State League in the Mets organization today. Fort Myers is at Palm Beach. Series tied 2-2. First pitch was at 6 o'clock. They're just underway. Lakeland at Bradenton at 6:30. That series is tied 2-2. Dunedin at Clearwater at 6:30. That series is also 2-2. And the final game is Tampa at Daytona. 3-1. Tampa leads that series. First pitch at the Jack at 6:35. In the Mets organization, the big Mets look to keep it rolling in St. Louis. First pitch is at 7:15 Eastern time. Syracuse is hosting Columbus in AAA action. AA Binghamton hosts Portland at 6 o'clock. And in High A, Brooklyn is hosting Hudson Valley at 6 o'clock as well. Today's pitching matchup, we talked about the Jupiter starter, Noble Meyer, making his Florida State League debut at just 18 years old. He did pitch a couple of games for the Complex League Marlins. He will go up against the stalwart, Lionel Ovias, who last time out here at Clover Park last week got a win on a Sunday, giving up just two runs and four hits in five and a third innings. Ovias and the rest of the Mets are taking to the diamond, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Paulie Briggs. Now it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads. Fireworks going off in the distance. We'll have the full fireworks show after today's ball game. The Mets hope to win to keep their chances of splitting this series alive. Mets starting pitcher is Lionel Ovias. Ovias, 20 years old from Moca in the Dominican. This will be his 17th start this season. His 21st game for the Mets. He's 3-5 with a 5.08 ERA. Put together a great performance on Sunday. Got a win against Palm Beach, giving up just four hits and two runs, both on a home run, in five and a third innings. He's looking to follow the great start yesterday by Saul Garcia. Defense behind Ovias features Vincent Perozzo doing the catching. Yarel Martinez at first base. Jeffrey De Los Santos plays second. Diego Mosquera at short. Alfredo Lara at the hot corner. Jairo Cuevas moves from first to left. Nick Morabito in center. Carlos Dominguez is in right. Starting lineup for the Hammerheads, it's Jordan McCants leading off, and he's playing short. Ian Lewis will bat second and play second. Jake DeLeo, draft pick out of Georgia Tech, bats third. He's in right. Kemp Alderman, the second-round pick for Miami this year, bats cleanup. He's in left. Brock Vredenburg, another draft pick by Miami this year, hits fifth. He's at first. Mark Coley, the second, bats sixth. Carlos Santiago, seventh. Spencer Bromwell will do the DHing. And Sam Prater is the catcher. Mets wearing their Boobass jerseys tonight. It's Halloween-themed jerseys this evening. You can bid on yours at stlucymets.com/auction. Home put umpire John Forster signals for the first pitch. It's on the way. It's a fastball outside for ball one, and we are underway right on time. First pitch at 6:10. It is 84 degrees and partly cloudy at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 1-0 pitch is a push bunt foul. You recall yesterday in game one of the doubleheader, McCants singled on a bunt on the first pitch of the game, and that was the only hit Jupiter had in that game one. So at third base, Alfredo Lara in tune with that. He's moved in. Breaking ball goes high. Two balls and a strike. Lara now starting to shift back over. Fastball cut on and fouled back. 2-2. Again, the Hammerheads and Mets meeting for the 25th time this season. 26th, let's not sell them short. 27th and final game will be tomorrow. Tobias, the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to first base. Stabbed by Martinez. He'll take it himself for the out. McCants grounds out to start the evening's festivities. Brings up Ian Lewis. Lewis earlier in the week made waves by stealing five bases in a game despite not getting a hit. Yesterday, he got a couple, including a big one, a two-run homer in game number two, Jupiter's 7-4 victory that ended up splitting the day. Looking changeup for a strike. And it's nothing in two.
Yeah, Lewis's home run yesterday capped off a five-run third inning for Jupiter that set them up well. A lead they would not relinquish.
And Mets fought their way back into the game late. Went with Jupiter's Evan Taylor, top closer in the league. At the end there, it was going to be an uphill climb. Check swing. Lewis did not go. Now, Lewis struck out to end game one yesterday, the tying run at third base, and he struck out on a similar-looking pitch. That was against Gene Calderon. One, two. Called third strike and a challenge by Lewis. He does not think this was a strike. We will see. Strike three. Call of a third strike is confirmed. Jupiter loses its first challenge. Two batters into the game. They have two left the rest of the way.
This is just a great pitch from Baez. It drops in the zone and nicks the corner.
Two up, two down. Jake DeLeo is up now. It's been a quiet series for DeLeo. Draft pick out of Georgia Tech. He takes a high strike despite lifting those arms. DeLeo just 2-for-15 in four games played. Oh, 1. Did he hold? He did. Kenny Garcia says so down the first baseline. Elias the 1-1, and it's a big hopper out to the shortstop. Great pick by Mascara, and the throw is good as well. Diego Mascara, highlight reel play to complete a 1-2-3 inning. That's worthy of another look as we head to break. When we do come back, it's Noble Meyer, 10th overall pick from this year's draft, making his Florida State League debut.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome Welcome back to Clover Park. Noble Meyer on the mound for the Hammerheads. First round pick by Miami, 18 years old, 6'5", 185. 10th overall pick out of Jesuit High School in Portland, Oregon. Babyface young man is pitching in his third pro game. He did get a couple of starts with the Complex League Marlins, including one against the FCL Mets. So maybe some information traded between the two coaching staff, the FCL and St. Lucie. For the Mets, it'll be Mosquera, Parada, and Morabito due to hit in the inning. Lara, Perozo, and Dominguez, the middle three. And Martinez, Cuevas, and De Los Santos, the bottom three. Look who I found. Ethan Wilson. My goodness, as Meyer throws his first pitch in the Florida State League for a ball. Now, Ethan is the senior director of communications for the New York Mets. And, boy, what a treat. He doesn't even go on SNY, but he's good enough to come on the Bally Live broadcast. Here's a ground ball that Santiago handles.
Excited to be here with my good friend Adam McDonald.
Well, you're here to scout for the Mets front office, right, to see what they're going to be facing in a few years with Noble Meyer and the Miami Marlins.
I'm not sure the Mets exactly trust me with their scouting.
Well, I do, Ethan. You can report back.
No, but it's great to be back down here. You know, we spend 2 months here during spring every year. It's a great facility. It's a great staff. And it's like my second home.
Well, it is. Most New York folks who come down here spend at least 2 months. You spend upwards of almost three. And here we are, you know, on your vacation. And you've decided to come back down to Port St. Lucie. You just can't get enough of this place.
I cannot. I am a strong believer in the Treasure Coast.
Well, Ethan, you've been with the Mets since 2003, 4, 5?
So my first season, I started the playoffs of 99 and worked through that. And then my first full season was 2000, where we went right to the World Series. So I thought, oh, this is how it works every year. And not so much, but I wouldn't trade my job for any other job in the world.
Meyer strikes out Kevin Parada, so you had a big time prospect matchup right there with the Marlins first round pick this year, Meyer versus the Mets top pick last year, Parada. And Meyer gets him on a slider. Now you have another high prospect matchup as Nick Morabito, Mets second round pick last year. Third overall pick for the Mets last season at the plate. He takes ball one. This fastball at 94, lifted high and deep. Long run for DeLeo. He has to peel back. So you've seen a lot of changes here, Ethan, if you've been here since 2000. I mean, every time we seem to drive down the road here in Port St. Lucie, there's a new building, a new restaurant, a new road. So this place must really have changed for you in the last 23 years.
The best way I can describe that is when I first started coming down for spring training, the road that leads, once you passed the minor league complex, was a dirt road after that. Now you can go and get on 95. So that gives some perspective on how much things have changed. Everything's really growing. It's really booming. Our players really enjoy it here. You know, we have the whole complex to ourselves. We don't share it. They have immaculate fields, a beautiful complex. You know, the Mets in the county put $57 million into the facility a couple years ago. And it's just a special place to play baseball.
Take a break as Noble Meyer lives up to the billing. A 1-2-3 first inning with back-to-back strikeouts. We'll come back, and we'll have more with Ethan Wilson. The other side of the break, no score, going to the second.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Back at Clover Park, back with Mets PR superstar Ethan Wilson. Now, Ethan, a lot of these St. Lucie Mets that we've graduated over the years have eventually made it up to the big Mets where you deal with them on a daily basis. And there's a lot of growing to do, mainly here in Port St. Lucie. They're learning how to play the game. By the time they're up to you, they have their hands full, not just with playing Major League Baseball, but also dealing with the media capital of the world. It's quite a different take playing baseball for the New York Mets than it is the St. Lucie Mets and the media who covers us here. But some of the current guys that are on the New York Mets that have passed through fairly recently, you're looking at Brandon Nimmo is here in 2014, Pete Alonso in 2016, and, of course, Francisco Alvarez as recently as 2021. What's it been like to work with those guys as they've graduated from St. Lucie and have made their way to the majors?
So I think Mets fans will universally agree that it's exciting to see players develop through the minor league system. So you watch them get drafted or acquired in a trade and play at the various levels and get excited for their, arrival in New York. Just walking through some of the players you named, about a week ago, Alonso became the first Met in franchise history to have four seasons of 35 or more home runs.
It's a line out. You can keep rolling, Ethan, just like Ovias is rolling right now.
For Alvarez, at just 21 years old, he's got 21 home runs, which is the most by a catcher in their age 21 season, with more than any other catcher except one, and that's Hall of Famer Johnny Bench. And as for Nimmo, he's back in center field tonight. He's got a career high in home runs. He's really sort of set the table, and he's just, I'm sure for the St. Lucie fans that remember him, he has not changed one iota. His smile is just as big as in New York as it was in Port St. Lucie.
There's a ground ball deep out to third. This is Lara, close play, but he got it. Two up, two down as Vredenburg is retired. That's all five batters retired by Ovias tonight, plus the three by Noblemeyer, and there has not been a batter to reach base in this game. Now, Ethan, the Mets used to, at various times, would hold their draft down here at the headquarters, the war room, if you will, and you would come down and you'd join the broadcast occasionally and talk about the draft picks that had happened that day before, that night. So when the Mets draft a player, you're one of the first voices, especially the high picks, that they hear, and because you have to introduce them to the media the very next day. This ball is flowing to right. So I guess we'll keep you around for one more half inning, just briefly, and then we'll let you opine on that. We're going to the bottom of the second, no score.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks?
How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Noble Meyer for the Hammerheads back to work. He only threw 11 pitches, 7 strikes in that first inning. He was upwards of 96, 97 miles per hour. 9 batters in this game, all 9 retired. Ethan Wilson, even when he's on vacation, still doing work for the Mets. We'd expect nothing different at this point. But here is Meyer, struck out the last 2 batters, Parada and Morabito, and now he faces Wilfredo Lara and gets one by him at 95. So, Ethan, we were talking just before the last out of the last inning that you are one of the first Mets personnel to talk to a player upon being drafted, because the high draft pick is immediately introduced to the New York media. A couple of guys here with Morabito, Parada you've dealt with in recent years. Of course, Parada was the Mets' first-round pick last year. How do you approach those guys knowing that they are in this whirlwind experience and now have to make their very first impression on the New York media that covers the Mets?
You know, it's a great question, and it's something that we want to get them acclimated to and get experienced with. You know, some of the New York media just traveled down recently to Binghamton to talk to Acuna and to some of the other prospects that we've acquired in trades and some of the prospects that are moving up through the system. But it's part of the additional element that goes along with playing in New York. And this isn't a slight, a different market, but it's different than playing in, you know, Kansas City or Cincinnati, where you have, you know, 7 daily newspapers covering you on a daily basis and, you know, 6 TV stations and blogs that are set up and radio stations. So we need to get them acclimated to it's part of the job in New York to deal with the New York media.
Vincent Perozzo is the first base runner of this ball game, a one out single. Ethan, we understand that you are needed elsewhere right now. We'll let you go. Thank you so much for stopping in Port St. Lucie and stopping by the broadcast tonight.
It's always my pleasure, and you're the best in the biz, and I have to say that, but
yeah, you have to say it.
I have to say it here. But if Binghamton, Brooklyn, and Syracuse are listening, they're all there, but I spend more time with you than any of them.
That's
so
true.
But it's a pleasure to be here. And just for the St. Lucie fans that are listening, whether you're in the Treasure Coast or whether you're following up your a player, just know that they're in really good hands with a special staff here.
You're too kind, my friend. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your time in Port St. Lucie. That's Ethan Wilson, the Mets Director of Communications. So onward and upward, my friend. Thank you. Got a runner on first and one out. Carlos Dominguez is at the plate. Meyer from the stretch throws one that's lined to third, caught by Santiago for the out. And Perozzo didn't make it that far off of first base, so no chance to double him up. There's the breaking ball. Meyer said when he made his debut outing for the FCL team a couple of starts back, said he didn't feel he was doing that good of a job getting the first pitch fastball strike over. He's been doing that tonight, the exception of that one right there, which is the ball. But he throws a slider. That was the pitch that was really highly touted, but he was discussing a curveball he threw a couple of starts ago, a changeup. But it all looks to be working early for him this evening. This fastball paints the black, and we have a challenge by Yerel Martinez. And this is likely going to be a loss. It's a pretty good pitch. Oh, Martinez won it. What do we know? Two challenges in the game, one for each team. And that's successful, Jupiter not. 2-0 pitch. This is a called strike. Martinez will not ask. Fastball sails away at 92. Meyer, during the draft process, when he got drafted by Miami, was discussing that, you know, if you had told him 2 years earlier that he was going to be the number 10 pick in the draft, would not have believed it. Really found some extra velocity on the fastball, worked on his mechanics. This ball is fouled away. Found himself in the top 10. He's signed for below slot value, which allowed the Marlins to sign another highly touted prep pitcher in Thomas White, a lefty. So perhaps the two top high school pitchers in the draft both went the way of the Marlins. 3-2 pitch coming to Martinez. And there will be another. Martinez will use that timeout late.
I'm just trying to slow Meyer down here. He's really found his rhythm, retiring five of the first six batters.
3-2 breaking ball, called third strike at the top of the zone. The curveball at 76. Noble Meyer has struck out three batters through two scoreless innings, allowing just one hit. We have an early pitcher's duel between Ovias and Myers.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are, and watching on Bally Live. Hello to our friends on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. Feel free to chat away, ask some questions, we'll answer. Also, hello to all the Marlins folks who are watching tonight. I'm sure you're from front office to fans, friends and family. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. It's Halloween in August night. Harry Potter fans. We got something special up here in the broadcast booth later, for better or worse. Lionel Ovias, two perfect innings. He faces Carlos Santiago, the third baseman. He throws a fastball outside at 91. Ovias trying not to be overshadowed here by Noble Meyer. He pitched a great outing in his last start. Saw back-to-back good starts here for Sal Garcia last week and then last night. Ovias certainly trying to follow that. 2-0 pitch, and he missed outside for ball three. runners and a strike at 91. Santiago pulls a ball into right field. Dominguez on the run, makes the play. A couple of nice catches for Carlos tonight. Elias falls behind 3-0. That's a toss-up pitch right there. You throw it right down the pipe. But Mankin beats you with the hit, and that did not happen. Spencer Bromwell at the plate, and he swings and misses out a slider, strike one. Bromwell, nice game yesterday in game two. The nine spot had a double and a single, plus reached on an error. Foul tip, strike two. Fastball up to 93. You see our Boobash jersey over here. You can bid on those now. StLucieMets.com/auction. Always a fun one for the guys to wear. Goes to the Boys and Girls Clubs of St. Lucie County. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there for strike three. Bromwell caught looking. Two down. Eight up, eight down for Ovias.
Another gorgeous breaking ball. This one falls in once again. That one ends up middle. And Bromwell clearly not sitting curveball, but you got to swing at that one.
Come to the nine hitter, and Sam Prater, the catcher. Fastball just missed away. We have a model up here in the broadcast booth with the jersey on. Philip, do you watch a lot of, like, the runway shows or Price is Right? Yeah, you got it down pat, my friend. Check swing, didn't go.
Future product model, Phil Benfield.
We're going to have more from Philip in this broadcast for better or worse. Everybody loves Price is Right. People of me and John's age, you know, we'd be sick from school, and that's what we did.
That's
we had chicken noodle soup, and we watched Bob Barker in the Price is Right. And we'd hope they had the little mountain climber guy that day. Of course, Plinko.
Oh, yeah.
I liked when they did the golf and Bob Barker got to putt at the end for the win. I think I'd do good at that.
They still have it. Drew does the demonstration before they play the golf game.
So he doesn't actually hit it for them when it counts?
No, not when it counts. But he'll always give them a practice run just to show them how easy it is, of course. That's the premise.
Well, Bob used to do it when it counted, I think. If they missed it, I think they'd let Bob take a turn, and if he made it, then they won.
I would love to let Bob Barker get a celebrity shot, especially if it wins me a car.
3-2 pitch to Prater. Breaking ball, fouled off, and that caught a piece of Forster. And why wouldn't it? Poor John Forster, the umpire. He's gotten hit multiple times in a couple of in the same spot. Not a spot you want to be hit in. Catch or drift. And this time he throws the ball in center field. I don't think it's his first trip up to Port St. Lucie. He was not with this initial crew. And Mets only have one more homestand here, and I'm sure he's hoping that he's not a part of that. You think he's done with Clover Park. 3-2 pitch. And this ball is hit hard and deep, but hooked foul. No souvenir, kids.
And that one just clearing the heads of one of our staff and a couple of patrons out there. I got some heads up down the left field line. A little dangerous.
3-2 pitch again. Breaking ball called. Third strike. Sam Prater takes a seat. All right, what a start by Lionel Ovias. Nine batters face. Nine batters are tired. Three on strikeouts, including two in a row, and Prater. We go to the home third. Looks like Meyer coming back out for the Hammerheads.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Huevos de Los Santos and Mosquera going to face off against Noble Meyer in the home third. Meyer trying to match Ovias with the three scoreless innings. Here's the first pitch to Huevos. Lines a grounder. Backhanded stop by McCants. Sticks with it and gets the out. Good job to hang tough by McCants. That ball was on him fast. And they go for the backhand.
Great reaction time here at short. This ball was scorched, but does stay with it. That's a good job for a quick pick clean off the dirt and a good throw.
When he picked that ball up for the second time, that almost fell out. Snow coned it. If it did fall out, that would have been the end. Here's De Los Santos. Actually drops to the nine spot. Looked like he had found a home up there batting cleanup or leadoff. Now drops down to nine. DeVincenzo given the day off, playing both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Fastball at 95, and it's nothing and two. And Jeffrey will ask for that timeout. Noble Meyer, just 18. Gosh, he looks so young. It's incredible. Already on the mound in a game like this. 0-2 pitch, too high.
Well, he looks young, Adam, but he's got a baby face on a man's body. He stands 6'5", 185. So certainly an imposing figure.
185. I mean, 185, huh? I mean, he's got room to fill out. There's no question. 2-2 pitch, and he throws the changeup. That strikes out De Los Santos.
Another great-looking pitch. He's been working on that changeup. It's something he didn't really have in the lower levels in high school. But now, as he's advanced to the big or the minor league level, working on his secondary pitches.
Well, he struck out four Mets the first time through the order. Mets got a hit. Vincent Perozzo. Everybody else retired. Now back to the top of Mosquera, who takes the curveball low. So he made his debut a couple weeks ago in the Complex League. This is different. This is under the lights, in the stadium, in front of fans. You can cross that off the list of the checkpoints. Well, last year, Jupiter did something similar with Colin Lowe, their second-round pick out of high school. He actually appeared for Jupiter as well. Marlins second-round pick last year. And Lowe has been with Jupiter all season. Ground ball up the middle, and that's going to get on through. Diego Mosquera right over the mound for a base hit. Two-out single for Mosquera. But I think even though he's the 10th overall pick, highly touted guy, Meyer, we might be seeing him up in Clover Park next year as well. Seems like a situation where they finish him here, get his feet wet, and then start to unleash him next year like they did Lowe. First pitch, breaking ball outside. He's actually drafted out of the same high school as Mick Abel. He was drafted high by the Philadelphia Phillies a few years ago. He pitched in the Florida State League against the Mets in 2021. Year after he was drafted. Jesuit High School up in Oregon. It's a good program. Mick Abel is currently the number two prospect in the Phillies organization, so those two might find themselves opposing each other in the big leagues one day in the NL East. Now, Parada and Maya, that's certainly a matchup you could envision in the NL East down the road. Parada rehabbing the ankle sprain, still without a hit in this rehab assignment. He tries to shake off the rust. Struck out in the first inning. Fastball hit high and deep to right field. Going back to the wall is DeLeo, and he makes the catch. That qualifies Yellow Jacket on Yellow Jacket crime. Parada flies out to the track, puts a scare into one on Boobash night. And that will end the inning. Three scoreless pitched by both of our starters tonight.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano with you. Now being told that Colin Lowe, the aforementioned Colin Lowe, is now warming up in Jupiter's bullpen. So we've likely seen the end of the night for Noble Meyer. Hopefully don't lose our viewership tonight. They usually don't warm a pitcher up unless they plan to use him at this level. So it's not official, but we can probably safely say that Meyer has seen final Mets batter. Jordan McCants takes the ball and then fouls one away. Something brewing here as Ovias facing the top of the order. First time through. Retired everybody. Fastball misses away. Two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch is fouled away. This, I feel, John, and you'll probably agree with me, has been a pretty well-pitched series between these two teams. Yesterday's 2-1 Mets win. Of course, a couple of the early games in the series were low-scoring and both close. McCant soars one into center field, but not too deep. Nick Morabito trails back and makes the catch.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Adam. I think if you just take out the ninth inning of the first game, the one where the St. Lucie bullpen just imploded and gave up six runs to lose that game, of one that they led by one going into the ninth. Otherwise, this has been a fantastically pitched series.
Valley Live trivia question. Omar De Los Santos led the FSO with how many stolen bases in 2022? It's a relevant question given that Ian Lewis, the five stolen bases the other night, though the Jupiter run game wasn't quite as electric yesterday in the doubleheader. And of course, non-existent tonight, Tobias not letting on any base runners. That's always helpful. But you can play that now on the Valley Live app. Just turn the phone sideways, hit the control icon, peck away at the answer. We'll have it later in the broadcast. Well, it's 3-0 on Lewis. Tobias battled back from a 3-0 count earlier in the game. He's trying to do it again. Lewis struck out looking in the first, challenged the strike three, but lost. Now he went too far. Strike two. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, missed low for ball four, and that will spoil any thought of a perfect game. Not sure such things exist in single A anymore, at least not by individual players.
Number 54, right fielder,
a walk snaps the streak of 10 straight retired to start the game for Ovias. A great streak it was. Try to begin another against DeLeo. One on, one out. Definitely we'll have to keep an eye on Lewis. And right away, throw goes over. Lewis on the season, 26 stolen bases. Nine times caught, so it's not a guarantee he makes it. Bunt showing. A challenge. Really? Rosa wants to challenge that?
Pitch has been challenged by the catcher. The pitch is a ball. The count is one ball.
Missed something there? Not sure why he would choose to challenge that pitch. Looked like it was plenty low. This has been challenged.
The pitch is a strike.
By DeLeo. He is wrong. And all of a sudden, Jupiter's down to one left the rest of the game. Now, there's no rule stating you can't challenge consecutive pitches. You're a batter or a hitter. Breaking ball, strike two. Two pitches fouled away. Good slider. Fastball up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Lewis is going. Swing and a miss for strike three. That throw is not in time. Lewis steals second base. but it comes on the second out. This was a very difficult pitch for Perozzo to handle. Did as best as he could. Lewis got a huge jump. And now time called. Perozzo and Obias want to get together. Batter will be Kemp Alderson. Lined out sharply to second base. First time up. And with this figure to be a low-scoring game. Two out, runner in scoring position. That's a big swing at bat for both sides. Of course, yesterday the Mets 2-1 game 1 victory. They won that game because they held Jupiter to 0-10 with runners in scoring position. Jupiter goes 1-10, 2-10. They likely win. Lewis's speed at second, any ball hit to the outfield probably going to score him. Fastball, strike one to Alderman. Alderman drafted out of Mississippi. The Ole Miss Rebel, big College World Series a couple of years ago. He's already in the top 10 Marlins prospects, so if you're a Marlins fan, Jupiter might be the team to watch right now. Besides your own big league level, but Noble Meyer and Kemp Alderman. One pitch, good fastball. 93 miles per hour, got it by for strike two. Spin and look. Yeah, it's two disengagements at his disposal, so Obias might as well use them. Anything to try to keep Lewis within striking distance. 1-2 pitch outside with the slider again. Two balls, two strikes. Lewis trying to steal third. Ball is poked foul back overhead. Lewis will have to go back. Two breaking ball, strike three. Kemp Alderman goes down swinging. Lionel Ovias allows his first base runner, but no sweat. Back-to-back strikeouts after the walk. This one gets Alderman, high slide piece. They go to the bottom of the fourth, still no score between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for Jupiter. It's right-hander Colin Lowe. Noble Meyer in his Florida State League debut. 3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts, 39 pitches, 25 strikes for the number 10 overall pick from Miami. And now he turns it over to Lowe. I got Lowe and Jacob Miller confused last inning. Apologize for that. But Colin Lowe, the 24-year-old from Bryant College, is taking over out of the bullpen. Scoreless game, and he faces Nick Morabito, who takes strike one. Morabito struck out in his one at-bat against Meyer. Fastball fouled back. Lowe is making his 20th appearance and his sixth out of the bullpen. Seventh out of the bullpen. Well, there's the Lego Dreams. If you're in attendance, you can go down there and build your own Lego character. And Phil, slide on in here, Phil. Yeah, look at that. You build your own Lego pieces. And we sent Phil down there as Morabito strikes out. We sent Phil down there with the instructions to get the Lego guy with the instructions. And Phil is going to sit here and make the Lego man. And we'll bring that to you. I know it's riveting stuff, but yeah, we'll see if Phil can figure it out, how long it's going to take him. But build away, Phil. You're on the concourse. See what you miss if you don't come to Clover Park. You can get Legos and build your characters. It's supposed to look like this, I think. Supposed to look like that. So we'll see how it comes out in the end, assuming Philip can follow instructions. Here's a fly into deep left field, and that's going to be over the wall. Bye-bye, baseball. Wilfredo Lara just went yard for the 13th time this season. It breaks a scoreless game, and it's 1-0 Mets. That ball rockets just over the wall in left field.
And this one was hit on a line. It got out of here in a hurry. And Wilfredo Lara, the team leader in home runs, now lucky number 13 on Boobash night, jumping on the first pitch he sees from Colin Lowe and making this a 1-0 ballgame.
Get the StatCast numbers for that momentarily. So excited about the Legos. Forgot that Wilfredo Lara is always a threat to leave the ballpark. How's it coming there, Phil? He seems like he's rushing. He feels the pressure. The way this game's going, Phil, it's a fast one. So, oh, boy. This is the... this is what people are going to see on the highlight reel. Right off the ANG sign, that's the recess billboard out there that's over the yellow line. That counts. That's the home run. There's a big bouncing ground ball hit by Perozzo to Lewis, round number two. Okay, the StatCast numbers for the Wilfredo Lara home run. Let's get another look at the ground out. Pitch was a fastball at 86. Exit velocity 98 miles an hour, 24-degree launch angle. Hit it 348 feet. StatCast says that would only have been a home run in one major league ballpark. John, you care to guess? We're not very good at this game.
No, but Fenway?
No. Minute Maid, Crawford Boxes, Houston. Hang time was 3.9 seconds. That got out faster than the one Perozzo hit yesterday. One pitch is a strike at the knees. So if you came to Clover Park tonight, you could build your own Lego man as part of the Lego Dream series. I believe that's a television show that they're going to show an episode of after the fireworks on the video board. That's fun. Two pitch misses away. Season ticket holder Bob Brown He made the Lego man. Looked pretty good when it came out from him. Dominguez waits on the 1-2, and he swings and misses and strikes out. So Lowe shakes off the home run ball and retires the next two. But the Mets do have the lead through four innings, thanks to the Wilfredo Lara solo home run.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Oh, the prize wheel. One's been $5. Get yourself a good spin and maybe you can win one of those jerseys. How about the game notes I make? I think they'll just give you those. Lionel Lavia is pitching with the lead for the first time. Around a one-out walk last inning. So in 63 pitches through the first four. Facing Brock Vredenburg. Phil, have we completed the project here? Phil says he has. The legs, he looks like he's a running man. So this pitch is up and away. Oh, there he is. There he goes. Good job, Phil. You did it. Looked like the picture Bob Brown sent me. So, well done. We'll let you. Should he be like a mascot for the booth? I think he should. We'll keep him up here. People will tune in tomorrow and not watching tonight will be like, what is that thing?
Good job, Phil.
His name is Zigua. Z-Blob. Z-Blob. To learn more about that tonight on the video board when they show the episode. And that's Lego Dreams Make and Take. The station here at the ballpark, you can make your little Lego man. 1-2 to Vredenburg. Check swing on appeal. He did not go. Vredenburg hits one high and deep into left field. On the run is Cuevas, still running, and he's out of room, and we are tied. Vredenburg, high opposite field home run, his first for Jupiter. Makes it a 1-1 game. That is some big-time power.
Yeah, this is just a towering fly ball. Going the opposite way, able to stay down on a pitch that came in low and inside and stroked it over the left field wall.
Well, he was known to have that power up at Michigan State. Great raw power. That ball was hit way up, opposite field. That was just strength. So there goes the no-hitter and the shutout all in one fateful swing. another look. And how many times have we seen a ball at the bat like that just fade foul 50 feet short of the wall? Pitch missed. No challenge. Well, the exit velocity, that home run was so awkward. They hit to a spot that against the StatCast didn't pick it up. So we have no exit velocity. We have exit velocity to 88, which I don't believe that for a second. Launch angle at 41 degrees and no distance on that Bradenburg home. Elias bounces back with the strikeout of Coley. Bias, last four batters, three strikeouts, and a home run. Ball is pulled deep right field, but that's foul. Santiago fouls it off of himself. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking ball, strike three. Slider fools Santiago. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ovias in the fifth.
I came back with another breaking ball. He's gone to that pitch numerous times tonight, and the majority of the strikeouts have come on that pitch.
Strikeout number seven. Spencer Bromwell up. Slider, strike one. Phillips still trying to find a spot for Z-Blob.
I think he's
done
it.
Finally found his home. You can't really see on the... Yeah.
Pretty good balancing act right there.
Until he kicks my screen and cracks it.
Better hope we don't get one of those foul balls into the booth. He might go flying.
We're overdue for one. Check swing. It looked like he went too far, and he did. Upon appeal, Kenny Garcia said, yes, that is a strikeout. What a recovery from Ovias. Shrugs off the Bradenburg leadoff home run to strike out the next three batters. He has struck out eight batters through five one-hit innings. Well, he's not happy about the home run, but he's pitched really well tonight.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yair Martinez will lead it off for the Mets. Boo. Well, it is Boo Bash, right? So I felt like I had to be in costume. A real professional broadcast we got going on, right? I was not going to do this with Noble Meyer on the mound and see all these Marlins people saying, what in the world are they doing?
No, not in his team debut, but now with them off the mound, I think it's time to bust out the ghost face.
Yeah, so, I mean, Boo Bash, it's Halloween in August here at Clover Park. You've seen some other folks around the stadium dressed in costume as this ball is flown by Martinez into center field. This is Coley to make the catch. So, yeah, I'm trying to do the score, but how does, like, if you see the movie Scream, how do they whack people in that movie? I can't see anything.
Not well liked for its intense realism, we'll say. But a great movie, all six of them so far.
I don't think I've seen the most recent one. It's Jairo Cuevas takes ball one.
Of course, that begs the question, Adam. What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, what's my favorite scary movie? That's a great question. Does Jaws count? Here's a ground ball up middle. Nice stab by McCants. Throws to first. Good pick at the bag by Vredenburg. I dare, you know, those Scream guys to have a play-by-play as good as that one.
That's another fine play out at short. And I think that's a great answer, Adam. Actually, I used that answer last night when Philip asked me who my favorite shark was. We came up with Bruce from Jaws, the animatronic shark. But I think my favorite scary movie of all time, you got to go back to 1982's The Thing by John Carpenter. Absolutely love that movie. I watch it every winter. You got to watch that movie in the cold.
They made a remake of that a few years ago.
Not nearly as good, unfortunately. I just watched it recently, and well, got to say, I was disappointed.
I think mine might be the original Scream. I mean, I was high school at the time. That seemed to be, like, right in the wheelhouse. I know it's kind of a campy, funny movie looking back on it now. But, I mean, a true terror movie. Oh, you know what it is? Easy. Easy for me. It's a shame I took this long. It's Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, sure.
That might be one of my favorite movies, period, which probably says something about me that I like that movie that much.
A terrific movie with some very iconic performances. You cannot forget Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter.
I think that won Best Movie, Best Actor, Best Actress, and I think they might have just missed Best Director.
I think you're right. I think it did win three, 1991. Just a fantastic all-around movie, and really just a
ground ball out to second to Lewis. He will throw to first. That retires De Los Santos. A 1-2-3 inning. When we come back, we are back to our normally scheduled broadcast.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We have some commentary on my costume. Some people thought it was funny. Some said I'm never going to make it now in broadcasting. That's probably true anyways. But we have not heard yet from Kenny, who's up in Saratoga. He's sending the picture, though. No, he's aware of what happened. But I understand my audio was not good last inning. Well, duh. Be better this time. We got a ball game here, folks. It's 1-1. Both teams scoring on a solo home run. We're in the sixth inning. Big pop-up foul territory by Prater. Lars searching, and that's into row number three. Sam Prater struck out looking in his one at-bat against Ovias back in the third. Fastball too high. Lionel came into this inning just over 80 pitches. This could be his last inning. Pitches a tad high. Two balls and a strike. Bias's last five outs have been strikeouts. Oh, Prater gets into a ball and hits it deep left, and Cuevas will watch it go. Sam Prater homers for the fourth time this season, and it gives Jupiter a 2-1 lead.
Well, this one absolutely tattooed, Adam. Another towering fly ball, but this one soars over the Corona Beach House deep to left. Prater got all of that one.
Last seven batters have all been strikeouts or home runs. Jupiter has its first lead of the night. Didn't have a hit through the first four innings, but now two runs on two solo homers. Back to the top in McCants, who takes strike one. Prater's home run was hit with an exit velocity of 100 miles per hour. Launch angle 36 degrees. No distance listed. Glitch in the matrix, apparently. Statcast. 1-1. That's lined sharply out to left field. Cuevas on the move. A sliding grab. Jairo Cuevas. Nice play as that ball was tailing away from him. Slides down to snatch it. One gone in the top of the sixth. Ian Lewis next. Lewis a strikeout, a walk, and a stolen base tonight. Rounds one to first. Stopped by Martinez. He takes it himself. Three and assisted. Good job guarding the line. And Gigi will head out and have a word with Perozzo, it looks like. Did he get hit on the swing by Lewis? See that again.
Hope not for Perozzo's sake. It would be the second blow to the head he's taken the last couple of series here at Clover Park. So we hope he'll be able to continue. And looks like he's all right.
He will stay in. DeLeo will bat. Vias' first pitch breaking ball bends him back. So Vias trying to do what he did last inning. surrender a home run to the leadoff hitter, and then retire the next three to get back to the dugout. Fly ball into center field. On comes Morabito. Nick has it for out number three. So once again, nice recovery by Ovias. Six strong innings for Lionel. Just two hits, but both left the ballpark. The Mets trail for the first time tonight, 2-1.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Just a beautiful night here on the Treasure Coast. Temperature in the low 80s. Nice breeze. Rain moved through back before noon. One more game in the series tomorrow. Hopefully it will hold as well. Here's Diego Mosquera, who has one of the Mets' three hits tonight. First pitch from Colin Lowe is a strike. Lowe in his third inning of work. Retired five straight. Breaking ball. Slider foul tips. 1-2. Fastball, a big bouncer out to Santiago. Bare hand juggling, can't make the play. Mosquera, a base hit. Tough play for Santiago, even if he got that ball in the palm of his hand, the fingers unlikely to make this play.
Yeah, you got to give him credit for giving him this a go, but man, that is a really, really hard play. That would have been a major league quality play if he wasn't able to come up with it.
I don't know if it's because this playing surface is new this year. You got to remember, in the offseason, this place, the field is torn apart. $2.5 million brand new field. And we've seen some big bounces this year we had not seen previous seasons. So I wonder if that has something to do with it. But worked out for the Mets right there with the high hop. It brings up Parada, who is overdue for a hit in this rehab. He's 0 for 9 now. Launched one against Noble Meyer out to the warning track in deep right fields last time up. Continuing to rehab the ankle. Takes this pitch low. He's likely departing the St. Lucie Mets after this series is over. Goes after the slider, swings and misses, and it's 1-2. Parada was playing well in High A Brooklyn at the time of the injury. That's right now with, you know, Francisco Alvarez looks like their catcher of the future. But they are sticking with the plan for Parada to play catcher as well. Too early in the development to think about elsewhere. for both players. Parada swings and misses at the curveball. And strikes out again. 0 for 3.
Number 4, center fielder.
Tough rehab assignment for him this week. Morabito next. He has struck out swinging and looking tonight. The first batter that Colin Lowe faced. Pitch gets over 4, strike 1. Fastball line to right field, falling fast. That's a foul ball. Carried a long way over fair territory before taking the right turn. Now this is a big game for Jupiter right now with a 2-1 lead. They have a one-game lead in the second half over Palm Beach. Palm Beach currently losing 3-0 on the road or at home against Fort Myers. Jupiter leads, lead over Daytona's 3 games. Daytona right now up a couple of runs at home against Tampa. There's some other scores. Dunedin leading at Clearwater. Lakeland, Bradenton playing a very entertaining series. Curveball and Morabito goes around. It's 2 Mets in a row who have gone fishing after that curveball way off the plate. Rada couldn't hold up, neither can Morabito. Here's the source of the Mets' offense tonight. Alfredo Lara, a line drive home run to left. Team high 13th homer of the season. Certainly has a chance to get to 15. Flies this ball into left center. That's dropping in for a base hit. Speeding around to third base is Mosquera. Up to second goes Lahr. Mosquera's not stopping. The throw to the plate. He slides in. He's safe! And the Mets have tied the game. Crazy legs. Diego Mosquera never broke stride and scores. And Nelson Prada not happy. The Jupiter manager coming out. That's tough. I think he might have been in there.
It's just a crazy close play at home. Really tough call for John Forster. On first glance, the tag might have been there, but I think the finger snuck in just in time. And you can understand Nelson Prada's frustration. That was a bang-bang call, and you're going to have to live with it. But give Mosquera a ton of credit. Like you said, Adam, no hesitation all the way home. As the misplay in center field allowed him to do it, and the Mets have tied this game at 2.
Aggressive base running by Mosquera. It pays off. Bang, bang play. 50-50. Not the benefit of the 100 replay cameras and all the super slow-mo. Tough to see, but that hand might have squeaked in there before the tag. It's maybe simultaneous. Lahr is on second base. It's been ruled a double and an RBI for the moment. This ball is fouled away. I think that might be because neither base runner stopped. Neither base runner ever put on the brakes. That ball in play. Now Perozzo can give the Mets the lead. Swings and misses the 86 mile per hour offering.
Yeah, I think your analysis is perfect there, Adam. Because Lahr advanced to second and the throw went there initially, that's what allowed Mosquera to go home. So you can't really charge the center fielder with an error there as he tried to make the play to second base. And then the throw came in from second to home. So I think that's going to go down as a double RBI, and it stands.
A mile-high fly ball hit by Perozzo. Getting over there is DeLeo in foul ground to put it away for out number 3. Wilfredo Lahr doubles in Mosquera. Great base running by Mosquera. Here's the play again. Again, the throw appeared to be there. That was so close. See the Jupiter dugout not happy. Mascara about as fired up as any Met all year at the plate. It's 2-2 through six.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, not everybody dressed up in Halloween garb tonight. Regular baseball apparel just fine. I like the first base mitt there by that youngster. They want the ball. Ball didn't make it over the net. It's tied at two. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets. It's Elliot Johnstone, the New Zealander. He's out there to face Kemp Alderman. First pitch lays in a fastball for strike one. Lionel Ovias went six innings, two hits, two runs, both were solo homers to lead off the last two innings. A walk and eight strikeouts. 93 pitches, 57 strikes, so Mets got him off the hook, but did not line him up for a win. It's a bullpen game now. So it's very encouraging to see for Sal Garcia yesterday, Ovias tonight, making great starts after their last starts last week were great as well. So start to worry late in the season. These young pitchers pitching in a full season for the first time, running out of gas. Can they knock down that wall and finish strong? And so far, Garcia and Ovias have been able to do that, consecutive starts. And, you know, they're only pitching once per series, only have three series left this year. That's how many times we're going to see them. One, two to Alderman. Oh, it hit him in the helmet. Oh, no. No, no, no. Alderman clutching above his eye. Trainer out, Jessica Cook, Nelson Prada out as well. Johnstone hits him up in the helmet.
Really scary moment here at Clover Park. You hope that the helmet is all it caught. As he remains on the dirt, let him get checked out by the trainers. He looks to be alert and aware of what's going on, but anytime you take a shot to the head anywhere that might have cleared the helmet and caught a piece of the forehead, there's a great cause for concern right now.
See Nelson Prada already going right to the lineup card. Alderman tumbled down, tried to push himself up, rolled himself over, and maybe even staying in this game. We'll see, or maybe not. Of course, no intent by Johnstone. Certainly a scary moment. Alderman exiting with the trainer. And we will have a new base runner.
You certainly feel for that young man. Standing in, take it. But Johnstone just beside himself out on the mound after that very last thing he wanted to do in that situation.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times this series with Hammerhead's being hit up high. Of course, no intent by the Mets, but it's still scary nonetheless. Tony Bullard is going to be the pinch runner at first base for the Hammerheads. Bradenburg back up after his towering home run to left field, his first. Tied the game back in the fifth. Johnstone's first pitch, change up outside, ball one. Window. Good pitch, two balls and a strike. Well, we have a challenge. Maybe it's not a strike. It is not. Instead of two balls and a strike, a wise decision by Bradenburg. Turns strike one into ball three. And then a strike is delivered. Going back to that hit by pitch on Alderman. It's scary again. Just now got a chance to look at the replay. He turned his cheek just in the nick of time to get it on the flap as ball four is thrown. Make it first and second. And if he waits even a millisecond longer, that might catch him straight on the cheek.
Looks like on replay, he was very fortunate to be able to get out of the way and turn that into more of a glancing blow than a direct hit to the head. But either way, the way the ball bounced, just a sickening thud. Just really painful one to, I'm sure, to take. Painful just for us to watch.
Now, Johnstone finds himself in some trouble. 2-2 game, getting late, has hit the batter, walked a batter, and faces Mark Coley. This is where Jupiter tends to try to drop down a bunt. Bunt more than most teams the Mets play, but Coley will swing away. It's 1-1. You're at the top looking at a guy like McCancer Lewis, certainly one of those guys would probably be bunting. And slider missed. Two and two. Swung on and missed. Coley strikes out swinging, not happy about it. Important first out for Johnstone. Beats him with the fastball.
Yeah, Johnstone gave him a hittable pitch but blew it by. Coley late on the swing. He knows he had a chance to break the tie in this game. But now Johnstone still dealing with traffic. Has a couple more batters to get through to get out of this one.
Nothing else, Coley at least wanted to put the ball in play to move runners up a base. Couldn't do it. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Santiago is 0 for 2. Again, Jupiter, yesterday had the bunt hit in game one. That was their only hit in the entire game one. Two hits today, solo home run. So not like they've hit the tar out of the ball today as this ball is fouled away. Johnstone, despite the hit batter and the walk, still It's a great opportunity to get out of this inning. The way Jupiter's swinging the bat. They did swing it better yesterday in game two, but really that was only in one inning. They hit around the Mets' new starter, Jose Gomez. The 0-2 pitch, foul tipped. Was it squeezed? Yes. Great catch by Perozzo to ensure the strikeout on the slider.
Great concentration here by Perozzo as he's able to keep this one just off the dirt. The backhand pick as well. I don't know how he was able to do it.
He might not have been able to do it either, but no, that's the way the umpire saw it. So close. Ground ball hits the mound up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Bullard's going to come around and score. Throw goes to third base. Not in time. Spencer Bromwell, first pitch swinging. Grounds one off the mound, and the Mets could not keep it on the infield. De Los Santos and Mascara tried as they might, but it gets through for the hit. Bullard, the pinch runner, in to score, and Jupiter is back on top, 3-2. Right when it looked like Johnstone was on the verge of getting out of it, ball just would not slow down fast enough to stay on the infield. Which is outside to Prater. Oh, more Halloween costumes. How could you be dressed in a time like this after that two-out RBI hit? They're kind of creeping me out, honestly. Take them off the air. What am I doing? Get them off the air. Is that like a Squid Game reference or something?
No, I don't think it was Squid Game, but...
Is that something that's going to get us in trouble?
No, no.
Okay.
Nothing to worry about there, but I've seen that costume. That's a popular costume mask over the last couple of years.
No, good for you to notice, John. I'm too old for that. Stuck in 1996 with the ghost face.
Squid Game. That's the blank mask with the shapes, the primary shapes, the circle, square, and triangle.
One pitch swung on and missed on the slider. Gives the count on Prater. Prater homered last time up to give Jupiter the lead. Not a lot happened to the first 3.5 innings. All of a sudden, this game's rather exciting. Looks like we played two different ball games. Ovias and Noble Meyer trading zeros for the first third of the game, starting to open up a bit. Tutu breaking ball is hit well into center field. Morabito going back, still going back, has room, makes the catch. Retires Prater and ends the inning. But Jupiter takes advantage of the scary leadoff hit by pitch. They bring that runner in on a two-out hit by Bromwell. Jupiter has the lead by one at the seventh inning stretch.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, Those business cards you order seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Some activity in the suites tonight. Good to see fans enjoying games in the suites. Gosh, we only have 7 games left after tonight, so many chances to rent those suites. But if you want to, email Josh Sexton, jsexton@stlucymets.com. Time to answer today's Bally Live Trivia Contest. Omar De Los Santos led the FSO with how many stolen bases last year? 70. 70. Got to the magic number. He was eyeballing 75, the team record, but then broke his thumb on a slide, going for stolen base 71, second to last Sunday of the year. Missed the playoffs, and the Mets won even without him being active. It was a bad Sunday drive home for me, realizing that Omar was gone for the season, not having the playoffs, but the team rallied to win it all anyways. John, you say we have a bonus Bally Live trivia question. Lay it on us.
We certainly do. Very timely one as well. Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners put together a really impressive streak of plate appearances at the end of this week. He went 9 straight plate appearances reaching base in a row. All of them were base hits. But that's not the longest consecutive on-base streak in MLB history. So today's question is, what is the longest streak for plate appearances in a row for reaching base in the major leagues? And your choices are 15, 16, 17, or 18. And we'll come back with the answer and the player that did it in the ninth inning.
Fastball for strike to Yero Martinez. That is a good question, regardless of the answer. Very impressive. Face painting on Halloween. Oh, look at the pumpkin costume. It's a dinosaur costume from our face paintee. Yeah, that's great. What a great costume. That's better than my mask. And better, certainly, than whatever the interns were up here with last half inning. Ground ball by Cuevas, and right on through. Oh, first baseman Bradenburg just bailed out. The second baseman Lewis saying, "What's going on, my guy?" It's a gift there for Yoel Martinez. That's the tying run at first base. Bradenburg, very quick back to first base. Didn't bother to go for it. His ball. Cuevas is up. He's 0 for 2. A couple of ground outs. Takes a slider down and in from Colin Lowe. Ball makes it 1-1. Pickoff plate. Martinez back in there safely. Don't sleep on Martinez now. He can run a bit. As he gets those long legs going. Can swipe a base or two. Got 10. This ball's popped up on the infield, the left side. Bullard makes the play. Bullard into the game for the injured Kemp Alderman. Went to third base. Santiago, third base, went to left. That's your defensive changes for the inning. Jeffrey De Los Santos had his 6-game hitting streak snapped in game 2 yesterday. 0 for 2 from the 9 spot today. A big extra base hit threat in recent weeks. Swings and misses at the changeup. He's got a home run, two doubles, and two triples in his last six games. He's going to use something like that right now. Fly ball, deep left field. On the run is Santiago, and he's going to get there to make the catch. Well struck ball by De Los Santos, but he couldn't keep it going. Martinez stranded at first base. We go to the eighth, 3-2 Hammerheads.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
I guess they are doing the costume contest winner. Who was the winner? I think three Spider-Mans. I think the unicorn might have just upstaged Mr. T-Rex there.
Oh, I think she's done it. My heart was with the T-Rex until I saw the unicorn. That's my number one.
I like
right there.
Lionel Messi is right there, too.
That's the right.
Enter Miami.
Well done. Full kit.
In the top of the eighth of a one-run game. Well, somebody's going to have to relay to us who won the costume contest. And maybe I should have gone down there. The ghost face mask, that's not as exciting as the T-Rex or the unicorn. John Stone continues to pitch for the Mets. Gave up a run in the seventh inning. A two-out RBI hit from Bromwell. 2-1 to McCants is sliced foul. Jupiter, three hits in the game, and all three hits have driven in a run. What are the odds of that? 2-2 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. Got him with the slider.
Number two, second baseman,
Ian Lewis. Lewis takes a ball outside. Pitch laced foul. Lewis tonight 0 for 2 with the walk and a stolen base. It's hard to miss his yellow bat. I feel like he should be a Bradenton Marauder with that bat. Ground ball foul. Swing and a miss. Lewis goes down. Elliot Johnstone back-to-back strikeouts. Start the eighth inning. He's up to four strikeouts of the five outs he's recorded. Breaking ball, pop foul to the stands. It's a good one for the kids. Nice fastball for strike two. Johnstone strikes out the side. Gets DeLeo on the breaking ball. Johnstone, five strikeouts in two innings. Mets will bat down one in the bottom of the eighth on the other side of the break.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DeStefano with you. Got a full look at all the costumes right there. Still go with the unicorn. Also, Philip tells me there was somebody in the Paw Patrol down there. Not familiar. Mets running out of outs here, down one. Diego Mascara had the great run around the bases, scoring from first base on a ball in the shallow left center to tie the game. Another big bouncer by Diego. Can he leg out this one as well? No. McCants beat him with a good throw. And Colin Lowe now pitched four and a third innings, giving up two runs. Good work behind Noble Meyer, starter who went three. Phillip's obsessed with, there's Clutch. Clutch has made an appearance, making a new friend. While John was calling the game yesterday, I ran into a couple of kids on the elevator. They were hunting all over for Clutch, but I think it was past his bedtime. He was nowhere to be found. Kevin Parada fouls this pitch back, 0 for 3. On the night, 0 for 10 in the rehab. Way past due for a hit. See if you can get one here to spark the Mets. Late. Curveball away.
If there's one box that has gone unchecked, Adam, it's come from behind wins late in games by the Mets. They have really struggled when they've fallen behind to get back in it in the late innings.
This feels like one where, you know, they're down just a run as Parada strikes out for the third time today. That's the second time on the same curveball a mile off the plate. He's having a real tough go right now. Keep feeding that pitch. Keep swinging at it. So two up, two down. But you're right, John. The Mets have not had a great comeback win, especially at home this season. It feels like they could be primed for one. They're only down one. They've been on the wrong end enough times. When the Mets, of course, when they trail after eight innings, they have not won a game yet this year, home or away. When they've trailed after seven, they've only won once. That was not here. That was, I remember, on the road against Palm Beach on June 15th. And we're trailing 6-5 in the eighth, and Junior Tillian bopped a three-run homer. And that was essentially the home run that got Junior Tillian promoted. So there's incentive right there for somebody to blast one out of here to win a game. 0-2 to Morabito. Just off the plate, that's a good eye. Morabito struck out on a similar pitch last time up. He's trying to avoid the golden sombrero. Maybe Z-Blob can bring good fortune for the Mets. A poke off the end of the bat. Nice backhanded stop by Lewis. The jump throw, safe. So close, Morabito with an infield hit. Lewis winds up in left field. The two-hopper not there.
Lewis does all he could, but that a really difficult play ranging over to his right, forced to make the jump throw off balance, put all the mustard he could on it, but just not in time to get Morabito.
Well, Fredo Lara, the man you'd want at the plate for the Mets, he homered in the fourth, and he drove in Mascara with the double in the sixth inning. So leads the offense tonight. And Sam Prater heads out for a word with Colin Lowe. Both those hits, by the way, against Colin Lowe. So it's tough to get a guy out three times. He's gotten him out once. Now this is Z-Blob, the Lego Dreams series character. I call this one the Kenny because he's up in arms in anger. And that's what Kenny would look like if he was here right now. He's bothering some other folks up in Saratoga. Well, Nelson Parada, I guess that was just a move to buy some time. Nelson Parada is not going to allow Colin Lowe to face Wilfredo Lara a third time.
Number 13, Stanovich.
So Dale Stanovich,
left-hander,
coming in
13.
To face Lara.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Gene Calderon making some friends. Down there by the Mets dugout. New pitch in the game, Dale Stanovich, the lefty from Amsterdam, New York. Drafted eighth round out of Rutgers last year. Stanovich had the great 10th inning, 9th and 10th inning on Wednesday afternoon. Correction, it was just the 10th inning. Pitching with the one-run lead, tying run on second, no outs. That extra inning situation got the Mets 1-2-3 to close it out. Now he faces the Mets' best hitter tonight. The tying run on. Fly ball out of play. Stanavich on the season for Jupiter is appearing in his 19th game. Has finished 11 of those games. Brown ball to third. Bullard to second in the nick of time to beat Morabito in the slide. That will end the eighth. Mets strand the tying run on base. Go to the ninth. 3-2 Hammerheads.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Oh, there's launch a ball. Buy those tennis balls. 6 for $5. The number on the tennis ball, you write your name next to it on the notepad. And if that ball you throw goes in the tire, you win half the pot. I've always wanted to play launch a ball, but I've always been stuck up here. I feel like I could do it. But then again, every time I go to the golf course, I think I can get through the 70s. That doesn't happen either, so... Every time I buy a lottery ticket, think I can do it. That doesn't happen. All right, Christopher Vasquez is the new pitcher on the mound for the Mets, trying to keep it a one-run game. Fly ball, center field, down for a hit by Bullard. First pitch swinging Tony Bullard in his first at-bat of the game. Knocks a single. That's just the fourth hit of the night for Jupiter, and it's the first hit that doesn't bring in a run for the Hammerheads. An important insurance run on first base. Bullard into the game as a pinch runner back in the seventh when Alderman was hit in the head. Hopefully Alderman will check out okay. Vredenburg takes this pitch off the glove of Perozzo and trickles away. Bullard up to second.
Pass ball.
And that will be a pass ball under review for the moment. So a single and a pass ball in the first two pitches. Happened so fast, can't even update the graphic that quickly. So Vasquez with some work to do. It's going to be tough for the Mets to overcome one run down in the bottom of the ninth. Starts to get to two. The mountain becomes that much higher. Vredenburg does not strike us as a batter who's going to bunt. The Mets not playing that way. Takes a strike at 87. This is the second appearance of the week for Vasquez.
Confirmed pass ball. Pass ball.
Vasquez pitched in the opener briefly. 1-1 pitch. That gets away from Perosa. We can't find it. Finally does down by the doorway.
Wild pitch under review.
That one is ruled a wild pitch under review. Four pitches in the inning. Single, pass ball, a wild pitch in the first three of four. It's infield in. Fly ball, center field. Morabito running in. This isn't hit that deep. Here comes the throw. Runner goes back. Good throw by Morabito.
See the great skills right there for the young center fielder, gathering under it, giving himself good momentum to come up and make a strong throw, and on a line all the way to the catcher.
It's a big out, and with the first out there, Bullard wasn't going to push the envelope. And here's Coley, 0-3, two strikeouts, infield stays in. Swings and misses at the slider. So Vasquez on Tuesday cleaned up the top of the fifth inning. Faced one batter, a three-pitch strikeout. And he actually turned in the pitcher record in that game, although the Mets could not hold it there in the end. Oh, a wild pitch to the backstop, and it's going to not be a wild pitch. Not technically, at least. It takes a nice bounce. Good carom for the Mets. And Bullard has to go back.
Mets really fortunate here. The ball took a fabulous bounce off the backstop, one that was Perosa was able to collect right there on top of the Mets logo. And you don't usually see a ball take a bounce like that, and the Mets will benefit and keep the runner on third.
Perosa saves this one. And that banner behind home plate continues to take an absolute beating this year. We're out of rotating signs, John. We have one game left in this series and six more games against Daytona. I don't have any signs left to put back there.
Well, these pitchers, the velocity they reach, there's only so much a sign can take.
It held up better than most have this year. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, grounded, and it's coming home by Mascara. What a great throw, the tag. He is out at the plate. Oh, Diego Mosquera with the quick release. Gets the out at home. Bullard nabbed at the plate.
This just picture perfect on a drawn-in infield. You can't release it any faster than Mosquera just did. Brilliant play at short and cutting down the runner at home to keep this a 3-2 ball game.
Well, the Mets really did everything they could to bring that run in, and they ended up denying it. Had the shallow fly ball, Bullard didn't go. Had the ball off the backstop, he couldn't go. And finally, tired of waiting, rolled the dice, but Mascara made a great throw. Goes down as a fielder's choice, 6-2. Coley at first base. Coley running, pitches fouled away. Heads up in the terrace, off the roof. Good amount of activity back down there in the Budweiser Terrace. There's our friend Bob Brown listening in. Santiago fly out and two strikeouts tonight. Lines another one out of play left side. Mets in the bottom of the ninth with Perosa, Dominguez, and Martinez. Those are three guys who can tie a game on one swing. And they'd like to bat down just one run. Coley running again, pitches low, no throw by Perosa. Couldn't get it off. And Coley works himself into scoring position. one to change up fades outside. Ball golf high in the sky. Morabito underneath makes the catch. Inning over. Vasquez and the Mets hold the line. Bullard got to third base, four pitches in the inning. He did not score. Neither do the Hammerheads. Mets will bat in the bottom of the ninth, looking for a comeback win.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, French fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Start at the bottom of the ninth. John, you want to answer the trivia contest, the record for most plate appearances in a row getting a hit or reaching base?
Sure. Now, your choices for consecutive plate appearances in a row reaching base were 15, 16, 17, and 18. Now, if you said 15, well, that's not enough. It's actually been done three times. It was done by Frank Thomas, John Olerud, and Barry Bonds. If you said 16, well, that was done once by Ted Williams, and they thought that was the record until they went back and checked the record books and found out that it was actually 17 times, officially and unofficially. It was actually done twice. Once by Frank Ward for both the Baltimore Orioles and Cincinnati Reds. He was actually traded in the middle of 17 consecutive plate appearances in a row reaching base.
Perozzo flies one deep left field, and he has tied the game! Bye-bye baseball! Vincent Perozzo, with one swing of the bat, evens the game at 3. Is this the night the Mets win a game when trailing after 8? Perozzo thinks so. A left-handed home run. That's the fifth time the lefty Perozzo has homered against the left-handed pitcher. Dominguez takes the next pitch for a strike. Here it is. Big swing. Not a bad pitch. Dominguez led the entire Florida State League with 20 home runs last year. Has a home run this series. Tough night tonight, though. Takes this pitch from Stanovich inside. So a blown save for Dale Stanovich. Now the Mets will hunt for the game-winning run. Big cut by Dominguez. He fouls it off his foot. It is a foul ball. And Dominguez... we'll have some time. Well, John, you want to put a quick capper on that?
Sure. Now, we mentioned it was Frank Ward who did it, but it was all the way back in 1893. He reached base 17 consecutive times. Now, I mentioned that was the official record. It was also done by another player unofficially by the name of, Earl Anverell. Now, he did it 17 plate appearances in a row.
2-2 pitches low.
But it was an unofficial record from June 3rd through June 10th, 1962, because his ways of reaching base were not all the ways that you can increase your OBP.
We have a timeout called or a ball loose on the fields. Perhaps we should not have done this in the bottom of the night, John.
On deck, St. Lucie, pinch hitting 51, Campos.
Well, 3-2 to the leadoff hitter. Stanovich doesn't want to put him on base. And he doesn't. He strikes Dominguez out. Third time Dominguez has struck out tonight.
It's a good sequence there. He got him with the inside fastball. That has been a really difficult pitch for Carlos Dominguez. He's largely all or nothing with the fastball.
Mets will send a pinch hitter to the plate in Dyrome Campos. The lefty, Yero Martinez, will not stand to bat. I'll bring the righty power hitter off the bench. Campos only hitting 184 on the season, but he does have five home runs. He definitely comes to the ballpark every day thinking he's going to get number six. Ground ball, weakly hit, out to short, picked up by McCants, throws to first. Out at the base. Campos trying to slide in there. That rarely works.
I really never advise a head first slide into first base. You really want the player to run through this. Kind of takes some of your momentum away as you try and dive towards the base. And if you're not trying to make a tag, there's really no reason to slide.
He was out either way, whether he stayed upright or not. All that stands between the Mets and the Hammerheads going to extra innings for the second time this week is Jairo Cuevas, who's 0-for-3. Stanovich pumps in a fastball. Cuevas, two ground outs and a pop-out homer for the first time as a St. Lucie Met last night. Ball and a strike. Check swing. Did he go too far? Yes. On appeal, swinging strike two. Strike three. Inning over. Challenge. We have a challenge. Do not think this is going to be a winning challenge. It is not. So Cuevas is caught looking. Vincent Prozzo leads off the inning with the home run. That sends us to the 10th.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888- SMILE07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
All right, let's set the stage here in the top of the 10th inning. You know by now, the last man to make the out in the top of the ninth starts at second base in the top of the 10th. That's Santiago Bromwell, the batter. Vasquez continues to pitch for the Mets, and Bromwell bunts the first pitch foul. Other defensive changes for the Mets. The only defensive change is Campos stays in the game. He goes to left field, which sends Cuevas from left field to first base. Martinez, the odd man out after being pinch hit for in the bottom of the ninth. One breaking ball high. Remember why we are here. In the top of the ninth, Jupiter got a hit, a pass ball, and a wild pitch. Then the first four pitches of the inning could not get that runner home to build a 4-2 lead. Gave the Mets a chance in the ninth. Bromwell squares to bunt, takes a strike instead, and it's 1-2. Now you'd expect the bunt to be off.
It looked like Bramwell attempted the challenge there, but it was denied as it was too late.
Vasquez, the 1-2 pitch. Oh, he hits Bromwell. Did not want to do that with two strikes. That's a big no-no. It doesn't totally change the equation. Lead runner still remains on second base, but with two strikes, you're looking for a put away. Any out that doesn't move that runner. And now we'll have not sure if we're going to have a pitching change or just a meeting of the minds here as Gilbert Gomez is coming out to the mound. He hasn't signaled anything yet. He did this on Wednesday as well. That game went to extra innings, and Jupiter won it by a score of 4-3. And they got a hit. In this exact situation with first and second and nobody out. Didn't score again, but that was enough. Mets this season 1-4 in extra inning games. 1-3 at home, 0-1 this week. And this is game number 112 for the Mets. And only the sixth one in going to extras, so this is not a familiar spot for these guys. Let's see if they can pull one out. Again, the Mets have not won a game this year when they trailed after eight innings. They trailed after eight innings today. They've got it to the 10th. It becomes difficult now with first and second and no outs. Sam Prater, the batter. And I'm not sure why our umpire here, John Forster, has stopped us from playing. Everybody seems to be ready. Look back to second. Tells me that part of that meeting Gilbert Gomez just had was trying to figure out if Prater was going to square to bunt. He is. It's a ball. Where's the bunt again? This time offers. Throw to third base. Safe. Well, Mascara wheeled around. A good heads-up play by him to receive the throw by Perozzo. But a swipe of third base by Santiago. The guts on Santiago to steal third. Wow. What a play.
I'll give the Hammerheads credit for their aggression. I think this was Santiago taking charge of the situation. He saw the pitch come in a difficult place for Perozzo to make the throw down,
and beat the tag just in time.
Bromwell did not steal second at the corners. No bunt now as this pitch is up high. So Santiago took it into his own hands. Stealing bases has been a big part of this series for Jupiter early. Not so much yesterday or today, but they are now 3 for 3 stolen bases tonight. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Hammerheads have shown us their base-stealing prowess time and again this series. They continue to steal at an unbelievable rate. They've been over 90% all week.
Two-two breaking ball, a little high. Each team with one challenge remaining. It's a full count.
I think a lot of that, Adam, is down not only to base stealing ability, but great research by the Jupiter staff, understanding the pitchers they're facing and knowing when to go.
Three, two, fouled away. Jupiter tonight, 1 for 8 runners in scoring position. They were really good in game one of the series, very poor in game two, but still eked out a win. 0-10 yesterday in their game one loss. 1 for 8 tonight. Mets runners in scoring position, 0-1. Haven't had many chances, just one. 3-2 coming again to Prater, and he will take ball four. First two batters have been hit and walked. Jupiter does not have a run in yet. Vasquez is making things more difficult for himself. Both batters have gotten to a 2-strike count. It's not finished off either.
And this really becomes a problem for the Mets. Now if McCants is able to get a hit, it could be 2 runs for Jupiter. And that would be a tall task for the Mets to come back in this inning. But right now with no outs, Jupiter might even be looking for more.
I would not be surprised if he squared the bunt. It's kind of a piece of his game with the bunt single to start yesterday's game. Put the pressure on the Mets defense. Santiago has already shown himself to be a savvy base runner. Mets are backed up for double play. Almost conceding the run at this point at home, the first run. Fly ball, center field. This looks to be plenty deep enough. Caught by Morabito. Santiago's coming home and tagging. He will score, and Jupiter goes up 4-3. Productive flyout for McCants.
Great work there, making this rudimentary tag from third, but nice work by Morabito to get the throw in and keep the runner at second. Now, if a double play, the Mets can get out of the inning with just one run score.
Lewis is next. He's 0-3 with the walk from the two-hole. So the Mets give up that run. They'll have the same opportunity. They'll have a runner at second base, no outs, to start the bottom of this inning. That eases the sting of that run coming in. You're almost doomed as the visiting team if you don't get that run in. That's what happened to the Mets in their one extra inning game on the road this season up in Daytona. Couldn't score that run on a Sunday afternoon. 1-0 pitch. Ooh, a wild swing and a miss by Lewis. Nearly hit him. Mets have fed him that slider knee high and in for the most part this series. Basically won them the game yesterday. Flashed out of game one. Change up fades away for ball two. Line out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. count. Well, there's a big pitch now, because for Vasquez, you don't want to walk Lewis to force another run to third base. Or Jupiter could score a second run without the benefit of a hit. He struck him out on the slider. Lewis went after what would have been ball four. Big strikeout for Vasquez, and he's got a chance now to limit Jupiter to that one free unearned run here in the top of the 10th.
Another look at this pitch. He starts it on the inside corner. It drops off further inside, untouchable by Lewis for the second out.
Jake DeLeo. Tough game, tough week for him up here at Clover Park. 0 for 4, 2 strikeouts today. Looking for a 2-out hit to add to the lead. Vasquez throws one that's fouled away. And Vasquez trying to escape with just the sac fly. I think if you told most home teams,
number 60, Reyes,
if you're holding the visiting team to just the one run in the top of the 10th, you still like your odds. One pitch is lined into left center field for a base hit by DeLeo. Bromwell's coming around. He's going to score, and Jupiter has gone up 5-3. That's the hit the Hammerheads were looking for with the runner in scoring position. Only one all night. Belt high pitch right there for the taking.
How many times have we seen it this year? A ball just out of the reach of a St. Lucie infielder. This one inches above the glove of Mascara. But it does the trick for Jupiter. They double the size of their lead. And if this is the way it stays, it's already going to be tough for St. Lucie in the bottom half of the inning.
Here's Bullard. Taking a pitch outside. Has a single in his lone at-bat today off the bench for the departed Alderman, who was hit in the head back in the seventh. Runner that scored, Bromwell, he reached on the hit-by-pitch with the two-strike count. Ball fouled away. By the way, Jupiter's run in the seventh. They scored to go up 3-2. That runner was also plunked to reach base. So a couple of ill-fated pitches thrown by the Mets have come around to score. Slider down and away, 2-1. Mets in the bottom of the 10th, down at least two. We'll have De Los Santos to lead it off, and then Mascara. And we'll see if Parada bats. Or if they bring somebody else, since it's an extra inning. Slider no good, 3-1. Strike two. Bullard crosses home plate, thought about a challenge, but out of time. Runners on first and second. Prayer and DeLeo will be going. Three, two to Bullard. Pops one foul to the stands. Good bit of the crowd has stuck around tonight with post-game fireworks. The game was actually on pace to end under 2 hours and 20 minutes. Perozzo had other ideas with the home run. Long inning for Vasquez. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball out to second. De Los Santos, good throw, inning over. Jupiter cashes in the free one and scores one more. A two-run top of the 10th. Mets will have their chance to answer coming up next.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Bad news for the Mets is they are down two. The good news is the tying run is already at the plate, start of the inning. Free runner, slated to be Cuevas. See if he actually goes out there. Second, he will. De Los Santos. He'll come to the plate. The 9 spot, 0 for 3. Flew one dangerously out to deep left field in the 7th. Dale Stanovich, who blew the save opportunity in the 9th, now has a chance to win the game. He remains in and pitches for the Hammerheads. First pitch is fouled back. De Los Santos, Mosquera, and we await. Batter number 3 of the inning. Time called. They want a new pitch clock. Whoa, look out. Stanovich able to close out a 4-3 Jupiter lead in the 10th inning on Wednesday evening. Made quick work of the Mets, 1-2-3. Free runner never got off of second. The Mets have another opportunity against him a few days later. And he's fallen behind De Los Santos, 2-1. Three balls and a strike. A pop-up. Will it stay playable? Prater sheds the mask, makes the catch. Right behind home plate for out number one. De Los Santos, a big rip, 3-1. Fouls out.
He took his chances, but that's the last thing you want to see if you're a St. Lucie Met fan. A pop-up that does not result in advancing the runner. But now, someone who's performed very well in the field this game, Diego Mosquera at the plate, has a chance to change things with his bat.
He already has 2 hits tonight. That's about hit. Jupiter 8-5. Swing and a miss. Well, Jupiter's made those 5 hits count. 4 have scored runs. 2 homers and a couple of key 2-out RBI singles in the 7th and the 10th. Mascara. Big cut again, and it's nothing in two. Fastball at 93. Stanovich trying to run this by Mascara. This one up to 94. Count.
Gotta respect the patience so far in this bat by Mascara. Not swinging at bad pitches.
Two, two, up high. Oh, and two. To 3-2.
Wouldn't that make things interesting if he was able to get on, bring the go-ahead run to the plate in Kevin Parada?
Three-two pitch, and he struck him out. Got ahead 0-2 through three straight balls, and then a strike when it mattered. Pop out and a strikeout for the first two Mets against Stanovich in the 10th. And Nick LaRusso will pinch it for Kevin Parada. So second time this week, Parada goes the distance in regulation as the DH and has been subbed out in the 10th. Well, LaRusso had a nice day yesterday with the double in game one of a doubleheader and a triple in game two. Be the Mets' last hope. First pitch, a broken bat flare into shallow right field, and that will be caught and dropped, and it's not in time. Here's the play at the plate. That gets away, and LaRusso's up to second base, and the Mets have life as Lewis inexcusably drops the ball in the shallow outfield. And then nearly gets the out at home plate to end the game anyways. Well, we have two errors on the play. The drop and the throw. Oh, my. We're going to have to take a look at this one. This should have ended the game. He initially looked like he was in trouble, but then found himself and just dropped it. He started twisting around right here, but then he straightens himself out. Game over. Oh, not so fast. And he still could have gotten Cuevas at the plate. Well, by the way, Cuevas probably should have been home easily. But the throw by Lewis there sent LaRusso up to second. Glenn Dishman, pitching coach, out to have a word. Well,
I'll confess myself shocked, Adam. Ian Lewis, a much better fielder than he just showed us on that sequence.
Had the glove turned the wrong way. So Morabito will bat. Mets still down. But Morabito, the winning run. And LaRusso, good speed at second as the tying run. Oh, he tried to end the game on one swing. Jupiter again, one game lead in the division. With 20 to go. Now this is huge for them. They do not want to let this one slip by. Mets desperate to get the walk-off win at home. Foul tip strike two, and these are two humongous cuts by Morabito, who homered in the very first at-bat as a St. Lucie Met on August 1st. This is only one. Let's see if he shortens up now with two strikes. It was a three-strikeout game tonight, but did He had a hit in his last at-bat in the eighth. O-2 pitch, and now it's over. A three-pitch strikeout. It was exciting. Didn't need to be that exciting, but it was. Jupiter takes the game, and they win the series. Their second extra-inning win of the week. This one 5-4 over the Mets, as Stanovich, for the second time in 4 days, closes out an extra-inning win for the Hammerheads. They have won 4 of the 5 here in Port St. Lucie this week. Well, the Mets thought it might have been their night. They had a great start going from Lionel Ovias. They came back from a 2-1 deficit. They came back from a 3-2 deficit. And they came back from a with the home run in the ninth inning from Perozzo. But it's Jupiter in the end finding a way to win another close game against the Mets here at Clover Park. The winning pitcher is Dale Stanovich. Losing pitcher Christopher Vasquez. We'll wrap it all up with the postgame show on the other side of the break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John T. Stefano with you from high atop the action. Third floor broadcasting booth. Fun game tonight. Didn't go the Mets' way, but exciting all around. Had Noble Meyer making his team debut, or his Florida State League debut, with 3 shutout innings. We had the Mets coming back in the ninth inning. And Jupiter winning in the end. Here's a look at the first run of the game. Had a real pitcher's duel going, but Colin Lowe was greeted rudely by Wilfredo Lara. That was his 13th home run of the season. That gave the Mets a 1-0 lead. Here's the first run against Mets starter Lionel Ovias. That's the first hit, a home run that made it 1-1. And we have fireworks about to shoot off, so try to stay with us here as we wrap things up. We'll cut the highlight package short. The fireworks are going off. We'll just wrap it up here. Once again, the final score, 5-4, Jupiter. With the win in extra innings, Mets dropped to 1-5 now in extra inning games this year, 1-4 here at Clover Park. Mets will try to win on a Sunday. This is what happened last week. They lost 4 of the first 5 to Palm Beach and then won on a Sunday to head to the off day feeling good. They lost 4 of the first 5 this week to Jupiter. We'll try to win tomorrow to head into the off day with a good winning feeling. First pitch tomorrow is at 12:10. We'll go airtime on Bally Live with the pregame show at noon. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Clover Park, Jupiter 5, St. Lucie 4 in 10. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.